And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM Double K Country. The Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and 97.5 FM Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbit. And joining us today, wearing the foundation director hat today, is Jennifer Eaton from NRMC. Jennifer, good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, good morning.
Well, we're going to talk about a big event coming up, and it's an annual event and always does very, very well. And tell us about that.
Yeah, we are preparing for the 11th annual Designer Purse Bingo. And that event is held at the Nevada Elks Bingo Hall, and it will be on Sunday, September 27th.
All right, so let's talk about how that works.
Yeah, so basically, if you've never been, instead of winning cash or other prizes that you would to go play bingo, you have the opportunity to win a designer purse.
Right up my alley.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually not a male-attended event. It's the females. But so tickets are $50. We are down to probably 50 tickets or less. So if you're hearing this when it airs Wednesday morning, please give me a call. And we're very limited on
year.
Tickets. Yes, it does sell out. So each paid guest, once you have your ticket, that gets you in the door and gets you cards for 11 regular games of bingo, plus we have appetizers and snacks there. And then once they get in the door, guests can purchase extra cards for games as well as the big blackout game. That 12th purse is a blackout. You have to pay additional for it. And that is our grand prize purse. And it's typically valued over $2,000. So we have some very high-end purses. So if they get there and they see purse number 5 is one that they really, really want to try extra to win, they can purchase cards just for that game of bingo.
All right. Well, much like a golf tournament, you've got some side games as well, right?
We do. We have several special events throughout the day. We have a 50-50 cash drawing that always goes over very well. We have a very nice luggage set that will be a raffle, buy tickets for a raffle. We do door prizes as well. We have the mini purse grab, which we did that last year for our first year, and I think we had 20 of those little mini purses, and they sold out in about 10 minutes. So what they are is we have gift cards and gift certificates from various businesses and places, and you can purchase those purses for like $20, and you're guaranteed like a $25 gift certificate and up. Some of them are stuffed with more. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to try to get 50 of those stuffed and filled this year and try to have a little better opportunity for people to get those. And then, of course, silent auction items as well. So maybe if you're like me, I don't have very good luck at playing bingo, but we will have a wide array of other purses available through the silent auction, as well as gift baskets and stuff from local businesses and vendors that want to donate.
All right, so you mentioned tickets are $50 in advance. There's other ways to be able to get a ticket to the event as well, right?
Yes, so we do keep tickets set aside. If we have a purse donor that donates a purse that has a $300 value and up, that will get you a ticket to the event as well. We are still gathering purses, so if ladies are hearing this and you've got some designer purses or some very nice purses, we do take gently loved as well. Well, so mm-hmm. they don't have to be brand new, but you had a purse, maybe you carried it for a month, there's no real major scuffs or scrapes, and you would like to donate to that to us, we would definitely appreciate that, and we will recognize those donors as well.
And then you're also looking for, you mentioned the mini purses, you're looking for items for that.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we are still collecting, gift cards, gift certificates, various other jewelry and accessories that we can stuff in either door prizes or bags. So if they want to help participate and promote to a crowd of 200 ladies, we would love to hear from you.
And then the final question is, if you want to purchase tickets or do the purse donor route, how do they do that?
Yeah, so they can give me a call. My direct line is 417-448-3710. Or they can visit our foundation's Facebook page to learn more. And we also have a tab on our website, so www.nrmchealth.com, and then search underneath the foundation tab and purse bingo.
All right, very good. And again, that's coming up on Sunday, September 27th at the Nevada Elks Lodge Bingo Hall. I don't know if you mentioned it or not. What time does that all start?
Usually we open doors about 11:30, and then bingo starts by 1 o'clock. So.
All right, very good. All right, we'll look forward to seeing how that goes. But you also have one or two more items here to talk about.
Yeah, so as far as community events, the farmers market is still going strong, probably will wrap up here by end of August or mid-September. They are available on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 6 p.m., and they set up in that little grassy lot just north of the primary care clinic there on Ash.
All right, very good. So again, Tuesday afternoons from 3 until 6. Appreciate it, Jennifer. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
That is Jennifer Eaton, Nevada NRMC Foundation Director, talking about Purse Bingo coming up on Sunday, September 27th, again at the Nevada Elks Lodge Bingo Hall. We'll come back again, visit with you 2 weeks from today, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. Until then, for Jennifer, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us for the Pride Report.